From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. An Iranian-born graduate of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is facing attempted murder charges after running down students on campus with a rented SUV. Mohammed Tahariazar drove a Jeep Cherokee through a popular campus gathering spot, hitting 9 people. 6 were treated at the hospital and released. According to campus police, Tahariazar said he did it to avenge Muslim deaths around the world. Now, some UNC students say he should be treated as a terrorist. Rusty Jacobs of North Carolina Public Radio reports.
Police didn't have to search high and low for Mohammed Tahariazar after his hit-and-run attack last Friday. After parking his rented vehicle at an intersection near the Chapel Hill campus, Tahariazar calmly called 911.
Orange County, 911 Josh.
Yes, sir. I just hit several people with the vehicle, and...
Sir, you said you hit several people with the vehicle?
Yes, sir. And right now...
Where did this happen? Sir, tell me where this happened at.
On campus at the pit. And right now I'm standing, and you can come arrest me.
Hold on, sir.
Over a four-minute conversation, the 911 dispatcher took Tahariazar's address, asked him why he did what he did, and kept him company until police arrived. Toward the end of the call, the dispatcher succeeded in getting Tahariazar to explain his actions.
It's really to punish the government of the United States for their actions around the world.
Tahariazar, a U.S. citizen, had his first court appearance in Orange County yesterday and said he would represent himself with the help of Allah. The court has appointed a public defender to assist Tahariazar until it's determined he's competent enough to represent himself. Meanwhile, on campus, university officials are treating Tahariazar's act as a violent crime, while some students have labeled it terrorism. A student-led rally to protest the university's position sparked debate on the issue.
Isolate groups. We're trying to condemn all acts of terrorism.
So why are you using stuff like religious terrorism?
Senior Chris Wampler is a member of the College Republicans and organizer of the rally.
He went through a radical means of getting his message out. He hit innocent people, and he basically blamed them for what he thinks of as slights against the Muslim world. So if anyone else did that in the name of Christianity or anything else, I think he'd be like the same thing.
But Horam Bilal Tariq begs to differ. The UNC junior and biology major is a Pakistani-born Muslim.
Let's not relate this specific act to the broader terrorism that's happening all over the globe. Because when you think of terrorism in today's context, you think about Al-Qaeda and, you know, stuff of that nature. And this is a student who did not say, I'm doing this on behalf of Islam or Muslims. He said, I did it because I don't like what's happening to Muslims in general.
In a legal sense, Mohammed Tahariazar's attack probably doesn't qualify as terrorism. Duke University law professor Scott Silliman runs the Center on Law, Ethics, and National Security.
Most of the crimes of terrorism are either supporting a terrorist organization or committing crimes overseas against Americans or within the United States using some kind of a weapon of mass destruction, an explosive device like Timothy McVeigh in the Oklahoma City bombing. But when you're dealing with a situation as you have here in Chapel Hill, what he said he was doing and why he said he was doing it does not automatically make it a federal crime.
No federal charges have been filed in the case so far. But Silliman says Tahariazar could possibly be charged in federal court for violating his victim's civil rights. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs.